This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Allumbaugh Heating and Cooling, your York dealer in Higginsville. This weekend, Missouri residents will not see a shortage of Memorial Day celebrations. Area waterways are expected to be busy, despite the pandemic.
We had a couple of nice weekends already where there was quite a bit of turnout. Many people were flocking to the lakes just due to cabin fever, and some of the stay-at-home orders, you know, allowed them to go to the lake. The marinas, some of the troopers that work the lakes have already seen quite a surge in boating traffic thus far.
Highway Patrol Information Officer Sergeant Andy Bell says they are expecting no shortage of visitors to the lake area.
We are anticipating a pretty decent crowd this weekend. We would anticipate a good crowd anyway. Traditionally, Memorial Day weekend is a very, very busy time anyway. I just recently read a Lake Expo article from Lake of the Ozarks stating that their hotel and vacation rental home industry has spiked to the point of 100% capacity at some locations.
Bell says boaters should have the same type of concerns as motor vehicle passengers. Always wear a safety device.
On the waterways, really, technically, all people should be wearing life jackets all the time. But the law doesn't state that. What the law does state is that children that are under the age of 7 have to have that life jacket on 100% of the time while they're in the vessel, while it's moving. We encourage the adults and even the young adults to have their proper fitted life jacket readily accessible. If they're not going to choose to wear it, then it needs to be readily accessible and not stored away in some locked compartment.
With a recent death in Missouri caused by a fuel explosion, Bell provided some information on refueling certain vessels.
Typically, it's during the refueling process. So a boat, typically an inboard-outboard vessel, so meaning that there's an actual engine compartment. Unlike your outboard motor, the fuel tank is separate from the actual motor, and so the fumes aren't trapped. So your inboard-outboard type vessels that have an engine hatch, vapors can trap themselves in that hatch, and with the various different electronics or even the starting of the battery, you know, the spark or what have you, those fumes can ignite, and that's where that explosion would occur. The vessels are required to have a powered ventilation system. It's also called a bilge blower, so it actually ventilates those fumes out. You're supposed to run that blower 4 minutes prior to fueling. Just leave it on while you're fueling, and then 4 minutes after you have refueled. Also, a good tip is to just go ahead and, if you can, open that engine hatch up. That way, those fumes are not trapped.
There are other safety tips boaters should be mindful of.
Be aware of the boats within the vicinity of you and keep a safe distance from them. The law does require that you operate safely from a safe distance from each other. Adjust your speed for the conditions of the waterways. Sometimes these waterways become very choppy in nature and can cause onboard injuries. People fall right there within the boat because they're not prepared for the wake. Got to be a courteous boater, so watch your wake. Always turn your boat engine off while passengers from your boat are entering or exiting the water. We don't want the prop to cut anyone that might be in the water. That can easily lead to a severe, if not a life-threatening injury. If you're going to be boating after sunset, you have to make sure that your starboard and port lights are working, as well as your stern light. Those are always a common boating violation at nighttime. So it takes just a little bit of time to double-check your lighting. And, of course, when we're out celebrating, having a good time, we're away from our work or away from maybe on vacation, alcohol sometimes is a part of our celebration. And people sometimes forget that drinking and boating just doesn't mix. So designate a sober driver if you're going to partake in those type of activities.
Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.